is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What makes you want to or actually unfollow somebody on social media? I have a guilt complex where I don't really like to unfollow people.
Do you mute them?
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if somebody's being really annoying, muting them is no problem, but I feel bad sometimes about unfollowing people if I know them personally.
Okay.
If it's just somebody that
you went
I follow,
to school with.
Like, even then, I still feel bad about it.
Because I had to do that. Not,
did you?
Like, this girl made the October 1 shooting about her, where she took a picture of herself with the Mandalay Bay in the background. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what she said, but it was basically the tragedy was about her. And I'm like, unfollow.
Yep.
You are garbage.
People who are tragedy leeches.
Yep.
You know,
like, no.
Are just disgusting.
And the thing is, like, it just looked. She had her like looking at the Mandalay Bay and it's like, oh, go away.
It's horrible.
Rebecca said six types of people and listed them out for us.
Oh, okay. I like the specifics here.
The people who sell stuff and tag you in sales posts.
Oh, yeah.
No, Karen,
done.
I don't want to buy your keto coffee.
Yep, agree. Okay. Agree.
The girls who post 20 quotes a day about being a queen, being strong, and being the one that got away. The people who dangle carrots, they post 20 times a day saying things like, I'm going to do it. I can't believe it. Just the vague
booking. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The TMI posters. My man gave it to me good. Now I need Starbucks.
That's kind of fun.
Do those two things go together? Have I been doing it wrong?
Right? I think you have.
Then the caption of a topless pic of her dude in the drive-thru at Starbucks. We're like, who are you following? This sounds great. And then the outraged conspiracy theorists who constantly post about the man being against them, be it through vaccines, aliens, or some pronoun shim.
Okay.
And then the... last but not least, three words, my fit journey. Blech.
You can always like make separate accounts for that.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to go full out, this is I'm doing every diet, I'm working out every day, and it's going to be it's going to be nonstop. New account.
Yeah.
New account that I can mute.
You know, I don't know if we need more fitness people in the world. It's okay if you're in great shape. I'm proud of you if you work out, but I don't need to know every meal that you're eating and how many calories are in it. I don't need to be inspired by you and your fit journey.
That's why you make a new account.
Yeah, and then I can just unfollow it.
Yeah, or don't even follow it in the first place.
What about when you follow somebody fully expecting a follow back and you don't get it? Do you go back and unfollow them, Sylvia? You do, don't you?
I do, because I'm petty.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You're like, hey, man.
Like, hey.
You're not The Rock.
No.
You're not some celebrity. I expect a follow back from
you.
Yeah,
we know each other.
Together.
I get
Dave.
So many follows at Mahoney Sucks on all social media that it's hard for me to keep track sometimes, Dave. So it's not purposeful that I'm not following back. At Mahoney Sucks.
Oh. Ah. Gross. It's a Sylvia. That's my Instagram.
Sylvia, you losers.
What?
Stop it. God.
What makes you unfollow people? Let us know.
Happy Thursday.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Second time's a charm. All right, here we go. What drives you crazy on social media to the point where you actually unfollow someone?
Okay, I had some random chick follow me, and she followed like all of my friends. And then once you followed her, then she unfollows you.
What?
Yeah.
So they're using a bot.
Is that what it is? So
that's
like
what
I,
that is.
So then I just unfollowed her because I was like, no.
You followed them because... they followed you.
Yeah. And then she tried it again, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to fall for that.
Yeah, because you unfollowed.
Yeah.
Do you ever get the annoying person that you can tell is using a bot to try to gain followers, and so they'll follow you, like, every day?
Yeah.
And you don't follow them back, and so they just keep unfollowing you and they're refollowing you?
I thought they just get, like, angry.
No, it's just they're not even looking at it. It's just a poorly written AI script on how to follow. Those things, they're stupid, and they make you look dumb. Here's one that is 100%. That I will unfollow as well. This one coming to us on our text line at 73100. I have a really good friend and work colleague who posted about being an anti-vaxxer. I can't stand anti-vaxxers, but he was a good guy otherwise. If you are spreading fake information that you're getting off of the YouTube, off of the mom blogs that you're reading, and you believe that science isn't real, you might as well just be a flat earther. I'm done. Like, there's zero reasoning that is going on there. You don't believe in science, and I have no reason to be connected to you in any way, shape, or form. Plain and simple.
If somebody messages me with the sob story or a religious post that says forward to 10 more people, instant block. This one got texted to us as well at 73100. Nonstop pictures of food or your baby.
What is a what is an acceptable amount of food pictures? Asking for a friend.
You're asking for yourself because that's 80% of what you post.
If you post,
it's okay. I'm on the other side. 80% of what I post are pictures of my baby.
You got cute kids.
I got cute kids.
They're adorable. It's because I know your kids.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of people.
Looks like another
who's
baby
this douchebag posting 1,000 pictures of his kids.
If they post it on the stories, like food stories, is that acceptable? Because then I feel like you can post as many as you want because they're just going to disappear.
You don't post a lot of food pictures on your actual pictures, but like in the daily, like that's what's happening during your everyday life.
Yeah. Stories.
Yeah, you're going somewhere to get
those
food.
Those are
going to
be gone.
I don't feel like that's that
like
much.
That's acceptable,
I feel
right?
like the less important things go to the stories.
For sure.
You know, that's the disposable. That is the fast, literal fast food of social media is the Instagram or Snapchat. Or if you're using Facebook stories on a regular basis, you're a monster. Let me just put that out there into the world right now. You're a monster.
If you use Facebook stories?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Facebook stories? There's literally no difference.
No, I know, but you're just a monster.
No, I disagree. I think Facebook
because
stories
you
are
use it.
Yeah, I use it sometimes.
Do you?
He does.
You just repost what you're posting on Instagram.
It's just the same thing.
You're a monster. You're a horrible
person. There's people on Facebook that aren't on the gram, man.
Facebook stories are the worst. There's nothing interesting in Facebook stories.
Do you even check it? I never check
it. Sometimes I'll flip through it just to be like, what's this idiot posting?
God, I don't unfollow her because I find a lot of satisfaction in watching them. But there's this girl. I've never met her, I don't think. But somehow we got connected on Facebook over the years. And she does this thing every day where she's driving and she'll just be looking into her camera. And you know those chicks that do that where they'll just like stare at it and they'll kind of like go back and forth.
Sure, like they're modeling.
Yeah,
like
but there's no music. There's nothing. It's just really awkward. And it's just her like staring at the camera.
Yeah.
And she does it every day. And then she'll also sometimes...
Are the lips, you get the duck lips?
Sometimes the duck lips
Does she have filters?
No, she just does it just normally. And what's really fascinating to me is that there are times where she'll have some music on in the car.
Yeah.
And it's normally like a hip-hop song. And she'll be rapping along with it. But she clearly doesn't know the words. She's awful.
No, it's so bad.
And I feel so... I'm so embarrassed for her.
Is she still, like, posing?
Yes, but I can't stop watching it.
Is she hot?
Is she hot?
Yeah. I mean...
Maybe.
Is she hot?
Used to be?
She's used to be.
Used to be
hotter.
But did she get older?
Yeah, I mean, she's just getting a little older.
Not
and
aging gracefully.
I feel like you should curate...
Let's see if I can find her for you.
Let's, so when it comes to the daily stories, too, there is a... So if I cannot count the amount of stories, like, because you can see them, but indicated by little dashes.
Yeah.
If I cannot count how many dashes there are on a quick glance, you have posted way too much for that day. There, I feel like that is like if the dashes. Oh yeah, she's not bad looking.
But that's what it is every day.
But I mean, if you're just staring into a
there's another one. She's wearing a mud mask or something.
Yeah, green tea mask.
I'm not mad at that. Yeah, whatever, it's just funny.
Every day, and the bad rapping is what really.
Man, I want to see that.
I feel like I would probably be more. I would probably not do that. But there would definitely be like way more selfies or way more photos of me if I was not in a relationship.
Oh, if you're out there fishing.
That's exactly
but
what
I mean,
that
you got to be
is.
Careful. I mean, posting pictures of you, that's like fishing with dynamite, buddy. I mean, that's you're going to catch something.
They're all going to float to the top somehow.
It's all going to smell like fish.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What drives you crazy on social media and makes you just want to unfollow somebody? And do you feel like you lose respect for people in real life because of the way that they act on social media?
100%.
Yeah, I do too.
I have cut so many people out of my life because of the way that they act on social media or the dumb stuff. Like this morning I woke up and, going through social media, somebody posted some stupid political meme and I'm like, okay.
See you later.
I will say I do give more leeway to people I knew when I was younger. Like people you grew up with, people you went to school with, for whatever reason, I have that barrier that it is, you really have to go the extra mile there for me to go, okay, I'm completely done.
I just feel like
I don't know why that is.
People that share overly political memes one way or another, it's never an original thought, right? Like you're just parroting what somebody else is saying and you're trying to troll other people. That's exhausting to me, but not quite as exhausting as the fake influencer. Yeah. That's what drives me the most insane is the person that acts like they're a social media influencer. And you know that they're actively out there hitting people up for free stuff.
Yes.
Demanding free stuff a lot of times because they have such an incredible social media following.
Which they all bought.
Which
most
it's
likely.
Just paid for. Like you can go on Fiverr and buy fake followers.
Even if you do, like even just if you're following somebody, that doesn't necessarily mean you're being influenced by them. The best story I've read in a long time was there was a social media influencer who had 2.2 million followers.
That's a lot of followers.
That is a lot.
On what platform?
On Instagram. 2.2 million followers on Instagram and wanted to start a clothing line, and they needed a minimum order of 36 shirts to get the printer or the person who was making these clothes to even print up a batch. Yeah. Could not sell between 2.2 million followers, could not sell 36 shirts.
You don't have any influence.
Yeah. So it's a little bit ridiculous. You
don't have 37,000 followers and you're getting 22 likes on each picture.
Yeah.
That's just not how it
works.
Yeah,
that's how you can...
Your line.
Yeah. The way it should work is about 10% of what your followers are should be interacting with your posts.
Yep.
That's really kind of if you're looking for real followers in that particular, or real people who aren't bots.
How about this one? Anthony said being pretentious or presumptuous, and if you brag about your money.
Why should you brag about, like, one of the best things I was ever told is, why should you let other people know how much money you make? Like, why? Why do you need to? Because all that does is kind of make you a target.
I think that it's more so if you're probably single.
It's the same sort of thing. Attract.
Like okay. Yeah, you're floating it out there. Like, I got some extra cars.
You're sitting on your Porsche, topless.
Yeah, sitting on your Porsche, smoking a Virginia Slim.
Yeah, just trying to attract all the ladies.
Friday.
Andy said, if you're acting ratchet and stuck up just trying to instigate a problem on social media, then I'm unfollowing real quick. Yeah, there's people who just love to argue and get into these long paragraphs long. I'm like, I'm not reading that novel that you just wrote for whatever reason. Like, I get that you're passionate about something, but there's no way in hell that I'm reading that. You were talking about political memes. I will take it almost a step further. So I think just memes that are funny, you get a pass. Like, I look like
sure,
I,
funny
like,
meme.
Like that has been one of the better things to come from social media. Is
you can share it.
But when you have like the relationship advice cards, the political ones, or the self-help ones, I go, how is the world not been completely cured because of these? All the memes have all the answers. Posted them all, so why aren't you the happiest person and the most well-adjusted person on the planet at this point, and all of our problems have been solved?
There's a lot of girls out there that act like they have it all together, and everything that they post is a super inspirational, like, be courageous, be strong, go get today. And then you know them in real life,
they're a
total
mess.
Train wreck.
Yeah.
Like, there's that one girl that we know who last time we went to a radio conference was sobbing in the lobby because she doesn't get paid enough money.
Yeah.
And then everything that she posts, and we both like her.
Yeah.
Very nice, but like everything she posts is about being such a strong person and, you know, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps and working hard. And like literally sobbing in the lobby because she didn't feel like she got paid enough money.
I think all of that, you know, like even not the political stuff or the religious stuff or hot button political issues. You know, I mean, I feel like if you need a little bit of inspiration, it's in doses, it's okay. But I feel like if it's just a constant barrage, the message gets lost.
Yeah.
You become annoying if you're too much about one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you want to post, hey, look at me, I'm in the gym, fine.
Sure.
Hey, look at me, I eat healthy, fine. But if that's all that you post, it's annoying. It's like why people get so fed up with people that are vegans and with CrossFitters. It's because it consumes a lot of your life and it becomes a part of who you are. And then you lose the rest of you, which is why everyone liked you to begin with.
We as a society, you know, are more connected now to each other via technology than ever before. But I feel like we all just kind of want to be left alone and only want to, like, deal with, or not even deal with, but almost kind of interact. Like, we care about the people we care about. And everything else is noise on top of that. So I feel like that there's that work-life balance there and that balance of trying to, you know, you want to reach out to people, you want to help, but you don't want to do it too much.
Agreed. And I feel like that for years, big cities across the country, specifically New York, always had the reputation of people are very mean there. And it's because they had to constantly interact with people that aren't in that bubble that they care about. And so you just get kind of short with other people. You're like, just move. Like, I've got somewhere to be. I don't want to. I don't need more friends. I've got the people that I care about, and that's all that's necessary. I feel like that's happened to everyone across the country now, where you're just overwhelmed by a bunch of people that you don't care about, and it's exhausting.
It is exhausting. Seeing other people's problems is exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah. And what about the people on Facebook that congratulate you because you didn't get cut during their great friend purge of 2019.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations.
I love unfollowing immediately.
See you later.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.